to Kansas City. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories, meet interesting people, and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Good afternoon, KC, and welcome to This is Kansas City. I am your host, Brian Boger, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to try and get just a little more tropical. We're going to try and talk about those times that we'll be here when we're out of this deep freeze. And it won't last very long, I guarantee you that. So we're going to be talking about some kind of little, I don't know, some people say it's a sport, some people say it's not. I definitely agree it's a sport. But, and some wonderful food that you will be amazed at with what I would say fine dining. I would say really nice dining. So if you're looking for something like that, I encourage you to meet our next two guests that are coming up on the show, and we'll discover a little bit more about our Kansas City community. Before I do that, I'd like to thank our main sponsor. That is Evolve KC. Evolve KC is a business solutions company, and they do just about everything you can imagine, from point of sale solution to eliminating all those processing fees that credit cards keep hiking up and hiking up. And they can do online payments. They can do gift and loyalty programs. Plus, they know how to develop websites, develop e-commerce and listing management, which they can list your site on 120 of the most popular listing sites in very, very short period of time. That'll get you exposed more. So you're going to talk about increasing traffic and decreasing costs all at the same time. 26 years old, 26-year-old business, all local right here. They have offices across the United States. But right here in KC, you've got your own local office, local people all working there. Go EvolveKC.com for more information. Go EvolveKC.com. Also, I'd like to thank our KC Referral Network. That makes this show possible also. And the KC Referral Network is not a review site. It is a referral site. And so what they do on that is they take word-of-mouth referrals passed on by friends and family members who have used a company or a service and or a restaurant or whatever you're thinking about, and they put it online as a referral, not a review. You don't know where those reviews are coming from, so you can trust word-of-mouth referrals online. It's all for free. It's free for the business. There's no tracking systems, no tracking codes. We don't even use cookies. So all you have to do is just go to findandrefer.com for more information if you're looking for a company. And if you want to, you can refer a company to us. So if you've used a service, or if you've been to a great restaurant, or if you've built a wonderful deck, share your story with us. And all you have to do is refer a company, and then just type that company's name in. We'll check it out. If it matches with what our vision is, we'll post it all for free. There is no cost to anybody. Findandrefer.com. So I'd like to briefly introduce a couple of our guests that we have in today. And we are going to be talking with Sarah and Hannah from Silo Modern Farmhouse Restaurant and Canyon Farms Golf Club, right?
That's right. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Now, just so I understand, tell me just a little bit, just give me that brief synopsis of what Silo Modern Farmhouse is. So if people don't know.
So we are nestled in Lenexa, right by City Center. We are a farm-to-table restaurant. Our chef, Laura Favela, partners with local farmers, creates beautiful dishes. We have breathtaking views of the golf course, Canyon Farms Golf Club. So just a wonderful farm-to-table, fine dining restaurant. You can come for a special occasion, or you can stop by for a weeknight meal. We are, you know, catered to everything.
I went over that menu, and I got to tell you, if you are interested in eating something, you are the newest Lenexa restaurant, or one of the newest, I would say.
Yeah, one of the newer ones.
One of the newer ones, and you guys really did this one right, because I went over some of this menu, and if you look at some of those breathtaking photos on there of what those views are like, and if you just look at some of the golf course that you're going to be eating on, not eating on, but viewing, you would, it's really a nice atmosphere. And it really, I think it makes the overall dining experience better when you have that kind of an atmosphere. Now, I've gone to a lot of different restaurants that are just, you know, a hole in the wall, and I've had wonderful food. But there's something to say about looking out and seeing those beautiful views.
For sure. The sunsets that we have are the most beautiful sunsets I've ever seen. And when it's sunny, looking out, we have a fountain right there on the hole that you look out from the restaurant. And at night it glows. It's just a beautiful, beautiful view.
And on that, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these quick messages. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. When we left off, we were going to talk a little bit more about Silo Modern Farmhouse, and I want to find out a little bit more about this recent restaurant, 2018. Mm-hmm. So you went through a hard time there. You know, during COVID and all of that.
For sure.
But it is at a golf course. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people still played golf because it was outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed that the course was open today.
No.
No, it is not.
Just kidding.
That's, you know, that's snow coverage.
Just kidding.
Deters even the best of golfers.
What? Just because it's minus 10?
Just because. That's the only reason.
I wonder if the golf ball would shatter.
Could be.
I have no idea. Okay, so Sarah, tell us a little bit more about Silo Modern Farmhouse, located at 17501 West 87th Street in Lenexa. It's, you can find all the information out about it by going to silocanyonfarms.com. You can also get information about the course if you go to that website. But what I wanted to find out is, in doing some of my research, I found out that the golf course is a private golf course and it requires a membership to join. Is that the same way with the restaurant?
No, the restaurant is public. So it's a public restaurant on a private golf club.
On a private golf club. Okay,
yes.
So when you guys decided to put this together, and let's go back to planning stages before 2018, and you're thinking about opening this, and I would call it more of a fine dining restaurant, which is unusual that around our Kansas City community. But the thinking was that we are going to bring fresh ingredients, local ingredients, farm to table, and that's the route we're going to go. Is that right?
Yes. So Chef Laura has been with Silo since the conception and really wanted to partner with the local farmers and is inspired by working with them. So many of the dishes on the menu have those local ingredients. We do call them out on the menu, and then you can also see some of the farmer stories on our website. So we went to the farms and we filmed with them and showed kind of what they do and then what we do with their products.
You know, that makes such a difference, not only just to our community because we're keeping all the money here locally, but it also makes a difference in the flavor profile of food. And I love food. I cook every night because I just love cooking, and sometimes I don't even eat it. I just like to cook it.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but, you know, I grew up, I was a chef for about 20 years, and I just love getting those fresh ingredients, and it makes such a difference. And I love that you're sourcing it all local. And as doing some of the research, you even, your breads and your desserts are all freshly baked there.
Yes, yeah, so we do, she does an amazing, runs an amazing kitchen. They hand roll the pastas. We have a gnocchi dish.
That is amazing. The pastas are all hand rolled, and your sauces are all made from scratch?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And all the bread is baked fresh there. Yeah, she does an amazing, amazing job with food and with ingredients.
Is that the thinking then behind doing this kind of restaurant? Because obviously you had to do a lot of research into it, and you had to go find these local farmers, and you had to go source these ingredients. And of course, someone would think that's got to be more expensive than just going with, you know, what food service is going to deliver, you know, in a frozen box.
Mm-hmm.
So did you think quality way is gonna outperform the just getting the frozen ingredients and throwing them into the same kind of
Yes, absolutely. I think, as you said, those ingredients are so important to how the final dish tastes. For instance, we have a whipped goat cheese appetizer. It's our most popular appetizer. It has Speckman's Farm honey on it, which is the local Shawnee, Kansas honey farm. And just the honey itself just brings just an amazing flavor to that goat cheese that if you just bought honey off the shelf, it wouldn't taste like that. It's so important to have those little things that make the quality of the final dish just sing.
Have you been there? Did either of you have the opportunity to go see the farm?
I have not been to the honey farm.
There are bees there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I just
you know.
There are a lot of bees. So.
Well, I think as a lot of people.
Been.
Yeah, have
yeah,
you?
Yes.
Yes, I
it's
bet
wonderful.
It's a magical experience.
It
but,
is.
You know, local honey has a specific flavor.
Oh, you know what? That is also good for your body. And
yes,
the reason is because those bees feed off of our local flowers.
Yes.
And that builds up our local immunity to what's going on in our Midwest community here.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is.
And it's so good for you. Anyway, I could get on a whole subject about honey. I use that for sweeteners. And boy, I bet that's good on that goat cheese.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and what do you spread that on?
Crostinis that are grilled.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some speck.
Mm-hmm.
And some berries as well, and also some
mustard seeds, fresh greens, so you get to build your own as you desire.
Wow.
Each taste is a little bit different. It's lovely. It is my favorite dish, so.
Wow. And I see that you brought some into studio. No, I'm just kidding.
You wish.
I do wish. Okay. But... So speaking of all the pastas and the breads, do I need to make a reservation if I wanted to go to Silo Modern Farmhouse?
So we definitely recommend them on the weekends, especially if you have a specific time that you're looking for. However, if you know you want to pop in for lunch or pop in anytime, we do have walk-ins and we do have tables reserved for that. We have a great bar top, then amazing bartenders. So a lot of people who walk in like to sit at the bar. But we do, especially on the weekends, recommend a reservation for your special events for sure.
And Silo Modern Farmhouse, it's located at 17501 West 87th Street in Lenexa, Kansas. You can find out all the information at silocanyonfarms.com. Sarah, Hannah, give me some landmarks around there if I'm not familiar with Lenexa and I want to go out there and find it. Do you know it? I mean, give me a way to get there.
Right.
Is it off the highway?
Yeah, we're off 435 and 87th Street.
Oh, that's close.
And if any of your kids play baseball or have baseball tournaments, mm-hmm. we're right by 3-2 fields.
So if I'm going north on 435, I would take a left?
Yes, you would.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go out there and do a remote when the weather's nicer.
Yes.
But I just want to clarify here that Silo Modern Farmhouse is within the award-winning Canyon Farms Clubhouse and serves both members and non-members of the golf course.
Absolutely. Non-members are more than welcome.
And members get a discount? No?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The members get a discount.
Now, we're going to go over some of the aspects of the golf course, because I've made a few notes, and it looks beautiful, but we're going to do that after the bottom of the hour, because it's not going to take very long on the golf course and everything, but I think it's kind of, I love the way that did they redo the golf course?
Yes, they did aspects of it.
I saw that.
Each hole was sort of reimagined and rethought.
With the river, with the stream that goes through.
On hole three, we have waterfalls. Yeah, a bunch of different space with waterfalls. It's absolutely breathtaking.
It looked that way.
Yeah.
I took the virtual tour of the golf course, which you can do at silocanyonfarms.com. Now, getting back to the restaurant, Silo Modern Farmhouse, is this a place that I would be able to get a quick bite to eat for lunch? Or is it more of a sit down and, you know, it's going to take about 45 minutes to an hour?
We can really cater to a quick lunch, or if you'd like to have more of a leisurely lunch. We have sandwiches like our Canyon Club, which is an amazing club sandwich with rosemary French fries. That's going to be a quick lunch if you want. We also have salads. You can get full or half sizes of salads. So, you know, you could have a quick lunch, or if you're looking for a more leisurely experience, you know, you could also get our halibut, or you could get a filet. So it just depends on what you're looking for. We will cater to you.
I'm going to go over a lot of the menu, so you got to kind of get ready for this, because I picked out some highlights here. And this isn't, I'm not going to leave it at this, but I'm only going to throw out a couple of these highlights here. So when I'm talking, the only thing I did is pull up the dinner menu. So I don't have, I'm sure that a lot of it's available in lunch portions during the day. But before I do that, what are the hours and what days are you open? Are you closed any days?
Yes. So we are closed on Mondays because we are partners with the golf club. We sometimes have tournaments on Mondays. So we are closed Mondays, but we are open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And then on Sunday, we also open for brunch. So we open early and have an amazing Sunday brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Sunday brunch like just a separate brunch menu?
Yeah, we have a separate brunch menu of all of your favorites. And then we also have a brunch buffet, which you can add on to any meal. It's divine.
I just want the buffet.
I know. And you can go for it.
It's hard to find one.
Bloody Mary or mimosa.
There you go. There you go. Now we're talking. And then get out on that course. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so no memberships, no problem. Silo's open to everyone. Let's go over some of this menu. Let's dive right into it. These are a few things that I picked out that I thought Let me see if I listed yours. What'd you say, the goat cheese? I did not list that one, but now I love it. So I'll have to try that one. But I love those smoked cheese curds. If people haven't eaten those are fantastic. Now, cheese curds didn't make a big impact in our town until about 10 years ago, I would say. And yeah. It's more of a... It started in Canada, am I right about that? And then kind of moved down throughout the U.S., but so many different ways, but I've never heard of smoked.
They're wonderful. I just had some today.
Did
before I ate lunch, so.
Okay.
Yeah. And the bacon jam is, which is the dipping sauce that it comes with, is superb.
I have the bacon jam, though, and wonderful. You guys are so reasonably priced. It's really a great place, and look, it's very close to everywhere in Kansas City. I don't care if you're coming from up north; all you have to do is jump on 435 and head south, and you can do the same thing. You know, headed north. I also picked out the Brie spinach and Brussels sprouts dip.
Yeah, so that is chef's play on a spinach dip. There is brie in there, and there's shaved Brussels sprouts in there. You can also add crab and lobster to it, which is just amazing, and make it like a seafood dip.
That was the third one on my list, the crab and lobster cakes.
Oh, yes. Those are so delicious.
It looks so delicious, mm-hmm. And the menu is unusual in the fact that you don't see a lot of this stuff. Chef Laura really put a touch on it with her menu ideas and putting this all together. And the reason I say that is because I'm going to bring up the next one, which you're probably going to say, I don't know, but the Prevarian Octopus Kiev.
Yes, ceviche.
I'm kidding. Usually it's with shrimp.
Yes.
And different kinds of seafoods in the citrus and all of that. I never even thought to put it together with octopus.
It is delicious. It has perfect citrus notes. Mm-hmm. The octopus is tender.
Avocado.
Avocado on top. Oh, my.
And then it's served with root vegetable chips.
I saw that. Sea salt root chips.
And those are made in-house.
And explain what that is.
That's
almost
like a yucca root.
Or yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. A yucca. Yeah. Okay.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, bacon.
Sweet potato, a regular potato into a chip, maybe.
Yes. There's a taro root chip in there as well, which is I love a taro root
chip. I have not tried one.
They're delicious, but it does pair really well with the ceviche. There's a sweetness and a saltiness to it.
I've substituted turnips for potatoes, and when I made like a stew and everything, and they're lower carb, so and that's what I'm trying to stay on. And I enjoyed the taste, but then I let some other people taste them, and they're like, "That tastes awesome!"
Oh wow!
Yes.
I was without telling them what was that. In there, they all, this just tastes delicious. It's wonderful. It's not a potato.
Wow, it seems healthier.
Yeah, now one that I make at home all the time is your, we're still under appetizers here, people, is your grilled shrimp and grits. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things. It's so hearty and It's a wonderful meal, and it's light, and if I'm not mistaken, it's gluten-free.
That's correct. It is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Our grits are gluten-free.
Because grits are made out of corn, mostly hominy. And you've got healthy, everything we discussed is healthy, but you've also got like hummus, your lemon garlic hummus and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And don't tell me she makes that fresh.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yes,
of course she does. Of course she does. So I'd like to get into, because we are going to have to take a quick break here in a couple of minutes. But if somebody's going in, we talked about salads. You know, you want to have a light lunch. I'm sure a lot of golfers come in and they want to have a light lunch. And Canyon Farms Golf Club, I think there's two dining establishments inside there, the Silo Modern Farmhouse, and is there like a snack bar or something?
Everything actually comes from the Silo Kitchen.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So the members, they can dine downstairs, but it's coming from Silo, from her kitchen. Yes.
Oh, I see. So, boy, she works hard.
Mm-hmm. She does.
She works very hard. Okay, so under the salads, I listed my favorite one, and that's the salt-smoked beet salad.
My favorite as well.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
I picked that one right out off the top because that would be my favorite salad.
It has yellow and red beets that she smokes.
Pistachio butter?
Yes.
Amazing. And that's so painted good on the plate, so it just looks just like the most amazing salad, and it tastes even better.
Almost you don't want to eat it. It looks so good.
Yes. Clouds of goat cheese that are piped on various points of the salad.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is something else. I mean, you really go to the extremes when it comes to cooking these items. Was that the thinking behind Silo Modern Farmhouse?
So she really took, you know, the vision to this artistry and this creativity. So this is really, you know, her creativity and what she's come up with.
Hmm. Some of the things are very, very unique, and it would, you know, a lot of places don't do that kind of unique cooking like that, and that's what makes this place very special. When you said you're open Tuesday through Sunday, how late?
So right now until 9.
Okay.
And in the summer, we'll extend those hours as golf season comes into full effect.
I'm going to ask about that when we come back. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll see you in a few minutes here. I just have to hear the intro. That's all it is. Here, we're going to kick it off real fast. All right. And we're joined again with Silo Modern Farmhouse. We've got Sarah and Hannah in studio right now talking about some of the things going on in this wonderful restaurant that they've got that is on Canyon Farms Golf Club. So they're located really, really conveniently right off of 435 on 87th Street, 17501 West 87th Street in Lenexa, Kansas. Just go to silocanyonfarms.com for more information. Now, when we were talking at break and we were discussing some of the other amenities that you have. Now, I know the course is private, but you were mentioning some other things that aren't even outside the restaurant.
That's right. So as part of our restaurant, we also have a wraparound patio that overlooks the golf course. So in the spring, summer, and fall, it's just a wonderful
place. Around the whole thing?
Yes, around the whole back of the building over the golf course.
Wow, that's cool. And dining out there would be really nice, wouldn't it? Can you imagine in the late spring, early summer, where it's dark, what, at 9 o'clock or something, and you can sit out there and look over that beautiful view, makes a whole lot of difference. What other events or amenities do you have there that are open to the public? Yeah. I know the restaurant is.
Yes, yeah, so we do book any type of private and public event that you can imagine. So the public are welcome to book with us. But we have three private rooms inside of Silo itself. We have our large private room, hosts up to 32 guests, comes with an outdoor lounge view of the golf course. Then we have two smaller rooms that host more intimate dinners or presentations. All of our rooms inside are equipped with AV. We have large flat screen TVs in each one of them. Awesome for any type of presentation that you would want to do. We've also hosted birthday parties, showers, rehearsal dinners. And then we
weddings.
have, Yes. Our largest portion of our event space is called the East Patio. So it's a covered open air space that can also be enclosed and heated during the cold weather months. We can host parties up to 200 guests. That includes ceremony space as well. It has a private bar, grand fireplace, and again, overlooks the golf course. So you have all of those amazing views.
And how? What's the process? This is open to the public?
Yeah, it is open to the public. So all they have to do is give us a call, ask for me, Hannah. I'm happy to take care of you from the very beginning of the stages, walking you through pricing, our menus, all the way until the very end of your event.
If you want to, and you want to find out more information on two smaller rooms plus the larger
three smaller rooms yes.
plus the larger room that can hold 32 or even the patio space, if you're looking to hold an event that can hold up to 200 people.
We've done galas, we've done large-scale presentations, and then also weddings, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
So each one of them are special.
Do a silent auction there.
It'd yes, you can. We have plenty. Yeah.
All right. And if you want to, and you need more information about that, call Hannah. And do they call the 913-278-0910?
Yep. And they can ask directly for me, and I'll take them from there.
She'll get on the phone there and answer your questions directly. And then, on top of all those event spaces and things that you have, did you mention a pool at break?
We do. So we have a pool, which is for our members only.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep. But that also, same golf course view. It has a gorgeous pool deck, cabanas. So perfect for lounging in the sun.
Oh, that sounds awesome, too. That
families with kids are welcome.
Yeah.
It's all kid-friendly.
That sounds really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Sarah, you did mention that the golf course is on a waiting list right now. So
that's correct.
If you'd like more information, I don't want to spend then too much time on the golf course, but if you'd like more information on that, you can always find that out at silocanyonfarms.com for that information. But they have dining venues, they have various bars and lounge areas, private event spaces, a private pool, multiple outdoor seating in the dining areas, and an on-site fitness center. And this is a PGA quality golf course where your cart is included with the membership. Now, they are on a waiting list, but you can still put your name in.
Absolutely.
If you would like to join.
And accommodate you at one of our sister courses until your name comes up on the list as well. So you can call that same phone number, right, Hannah? And talk about membership if you're interested.
Yes.
913-278-0910. Okay, so we are off of the golf course right now. I'm going back to the Silo Modern Farmhouse. It was this really a farmhouse prior to when you guys bought the whole golf course and all of that? Was that the name significance?
So there's a silo in our parking lot. That's one of the original silos.
That was there
that
before.
Was restored, mm-hmm. Yes. And you can actually walk down one of the halls right when you get into the building, and you'll see all of the pictures of what the land looked like and the farms that were part of the land. So, yes, it is definitely, a farmhouse. And we try to be fine dining, yet also a very comfortable place to be.
And locally sourced. So it really, I think you hit a home run here. I really do. You've got to be packed right now. I mean, going into the summer, spring and summer, I mean, because spring, if I'm not mistaken, is about a little over 30 days.
Yes, it is. And daylight savings coming up.
We'll daylight savings, March 9th. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I know. It's hard for me to get over this time changes and all of that. But I'm through with winter. I'm done with it. So
I think we all are.
Oh, boy. This was a rough one. This was a really rough one. Okay, so if I'm going in there, and we were talking a little bit about some of the salads, and if I'm going in there and I'm looking for something on the lighter side, I put together a couple of these salads. We already talked about the beet salad, but they also have a beef tenderloin steak salad, which, again, used to be, back in the day, my favorite, but hard to find a good steak salad anymore. But that's what I really, really enjoyed, is a good steak salad, because I didn't want the heavy bread, but I wanted the steak. And right there on the salad, I don't know if it has blue cheese on it or not.
It does not. It's her take on it, which has queso fresco.
Okay, I wonder what that would taste like.
And it has a chimichurri dressing, which almost tastes Mediterranean. Herbs and some spices in there. It's one of my favorite salads. It is flavor times 10. It is just amazing. And you can have the steak cooked however you'd like, sliced on top of the salad. It is a wonderful, the crunch of the pine nuts, it is wonderful.
I love it. I'm only to mention one more salad because we don't have a whole lot of time, but the spinach salad with grilled salmon probably looks like one of the best on the list, other than I'd get my beet salad first, and then I'd get the steak salad, and then I'd get the that spinach with, because I make that all the time. I've never used spinach, though.
You should.
I should.
Salad is my favorite.
Is it?
The first was Sarah's.
Okay.
She loves the steak.
Okay.
I love the salmon.
Okay.
But the cranberries and the chipotle vinaigrette has a little heat to it.
Yeah, the candied
and
pecans.
And that's what I want.
And that baby spinach.
Yes.
Oh, that looks so good.
The candied
good.
Pecans are dangerous.
Yes, they are.
And you get plenty of them.
Yes, they are very dangerous. So if you're shopping at Costco or Sam's, don't get that giant large jar because you won't stop. It will be that, and then you'll get up in the morning and go, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Oh, that was a commercial. So, you know, speaking of Sarah, what you said in that things have changed so much since they built the, and what it looked like before.
Uh-huh.
When I was growing up, College Boulevard was a gravel road. Can you imagine the changes that have taken place over all of these years? Well,
it's
all
incredible.
Of my years. Yeah,
it's
it is incredible. Now, if I'm going in there, this, again, was off of their dinner menu. So when I was going in there and looking at some of the menu ideas, I decided, we only have a few minutes left here, but I decided that your steak and seafood selections over at Silo Modern Farmhouse look incredible. They just look fabulous. And I'm going to mention a couple of them real fast before we have to go to a break. But they've got steaks. They've got ribeyes. They've got strips. And these, they're not skimping on these steaks. These are 16-ounce steaks.
Yeah.
These are nice-sized steaks. They are 21-day dry-aged steaks. They're cast iron seared. These are really, really good. And then they have your broiled lobster tail and your cast iron sea scallops, which, if you haven't had those sea scallops cooked in cast iron, you are going to love that scallop, especially with the lemon caper butter sauce.
Mm.
One of my favorites. Very, it sounds easy to make, but I can never pull it off. It's always too watery because I don't put enough of the cornstarch or whatever thickening agent they're using in yours. But they do have one steak that I want you all to try. It's called the Tomahawk Ribeye, and it's only 40 ounces.
Only.
It's only 40 ounces. So we're not talking, what it said, about 3-4 pounds? You know, it's not that much beef.
You should see it walking through the dining room.
You should
it's
see
beautiful.
Their faces when I said it wasn't that big. There are 21, two sides, and it comes with two Caesar salads, 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye. On that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on This is Kansas City. And welcome back to This is Kansas City. We have been talking with in studio, Sarah and Hannah from Silo Modern Farmhouse. And they're located conveniently right off of 435 on the Lenexa side. So 435 and 87th Street, 17501 West 87th. And you can call them. And remember, if you're looking to rent out or event space and all of that, you can call Hannah right there at 913-278-0910. And this is not just for your smaller events. Mm-hmm. You can have larger events like
Up to 200 people. And it doesn't have to be a wedding.
In the smaller rooms, what are you talking about? 10 people?
Yeah, we can do parties of 10, 14, 32.
Okay, so you've got it all right there. Yeah. Go to silocanyonfarms.com for more information. Sarah, when we left off, we were talking a little bit about some of these sandwiches. I just want to briefly mention them, and then you were going to mention something that some of the events things that you have coming up, and it's open to the public,
yes,
which you're going
to
mention.
Open to the public.
But I wanted to mention they have a bison burger in there, and it's all natural, grass-fed bison, and it really makes a difference. It is so lean. And the flavor profile, I would say, is, I wouldn't say it's similar to ground beef. Well, it's kind of similar, but it's got a little bit more, I would say, flavor.
Me too, meatier flavor.
Yes, like a meatier flavor, but it's very lean.
Very lean.
So very good for you, that bison meat. And then my favorite again on the sandwich is prime rib sandwich. Can't beat that shaved ribeye on that sandwich. You just can't. I mean, I love seeing a sandwich like that on a menu because, like I said, back in the day, it was hard to find. I mean, I could find steak sandwiches anywhere, but nowadays, it's hard to find one.
Yes.
And I think people are eliminating that off their menu because they think that it's too costly to get because beef prices are going up. But you guys still do all of what you're doing, and it's still reasonably priced. And I think it's because you're sourcing local ingredients, and you don't have to go through three different middlemen. Middle people to get the,
absolutely
to get the, you know, and the price keeps getting marked up and marked up and marked up, and this is so much better for you, and that's why they call it farmhouse. I'm just adding that for myself. Silo Modern Farmhouse. Okay, when we were talking at break, I was talking with both of the girls here, and Hannah said you've got some things. I know they're a little bit far off, but mention that buffet. That just sounds so delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
My mouth was watering.
Yeah, Chef Laura puts together for many holidays. So the next one will be Easter.
Right.
She puts together an amazing buffet spread, cold, hot, seafood, ice sculptures. It's everything that you want in a buffet, fine dining style. So we do them for Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Thanksgiving. So we highly recommend staying tuned to our website and getting those reservations as soon as they're available.
Yeah, when they open that stuff up, you better jump on those.
They go quick.
Those reservations, because we know how fast everything at all of these holidays sells out. And I always see when I was talking about reviews and everything, I read these reviews on some of these restaurants, and they go, I was in line on Mother's Day, and it took me an hour and a half to get a seat. Well,
oh, no.
You idiot. It was what were you expecting? Jeez, to walk right in? Hey, look, it's half empty. No, it's not. It's Mother's Day. So
yeah.
Easter, Mother's Day.
Father's Day. And Thanksgiving. Great for every holiday.
Yeah, and there's live stations. Mm-hmm. So there's a waffle station and an omelet station. And then there's a carving board with, you know, sometimes it's prime rib. Mm-hmm. Obviously, for Thanksgiving, we do turkey. For Easter, there'll be some kind of a ham, sometimes lamb. And then just amazing composed dishes, oysters on the half shell, shrimp that she marinates, gluten-free desserts, regular desserts, just everything you can imagine, salads and cheeses. It is wonderful.
Is that the kind of thing, so Hannah, when you're doing events in some of these different rooms and stuff, is it buffet? Is that how you do it?
We can do buffet, and then we can also do plated options.
Okay.
Yes. And a lot of the selections are not things that you would find on the regular silo menu. So we do specialty dishes for private events as well.
And I'm sure you have a menu like that
use. They can find that on our website under the wedding tab or private events tab.
SiloCanyonFarms.com. Silo Modern Farmhouse. Sarah, Hannah, thank you so much for coming in. It was wonderful. My mouth is watering, and I'm sure yours is too, Casey. So, if you're going to make a trip out, make sure you go to Silo Modern Farmhouse, because the food is amazing, the views are amazing, and it really sounds like they've got their act together on this one. So, not many places that I talk to would I be very, very intrigued about going and trying their food. I'm going to try it. I'm going, no matter what. I'm going out there because I think this would be a great restaurant for a date night, for just a night out if you want to. It would be a wonderful, wonderful setting. So right there on the golf course. And stay tuned for that, that on that website, SiloCanyonFarms.com, and they'll change times coming in mid-April. Thank you for joining in, and we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for another show of This is Kansas City. Good afternoon, Casey.